Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As expected, Michigan's lame duck legislature today moved to scale back the minimum wage and paid sick leave laws. And that's exactly what happened today in the state Senate. We get the latest now with Michigan Radio's Shana Roth. So, Shana, just to recap for everyone, nearly 400,000 voters signed petitions to get these issues on the November ballot. The Republicans felt they were going to lose there, so they adopted the laws pre-election and today changed them. What happened with minimum wage?
Well, with minimum wage, essentially, they made it so that the state will still get to $12 an hour, but not until 2030, which is 8 years longer than this initiative initially had. They also reinstated this lower wage for tipped workers, and this was something that initially tipped workers were going to be able to get that $12 an hour guaranteed minimum wage. Now it's back down to that $3, $4 range.
And what about the paid sick bill? How was that amended?
Yeah, that one, it got scaled back in quite a few areas. You know, it's going to reduce the total number of hours a person can earn. It would increase how long a person has to work to earn an hour. It would exempt certain employers and employees, and that includes employers that have 50 or fewer employees, which is quite a large number. Pretty much all small businesses would get exempt from this earned sick time bill.
So people who work for these small companies under 50 employees, out of luck, no guaranteed paid sick time.
Exactly.
How did Democrats react to all of this? It happened quickly, as you were saying. What was said? What was the mood in the chamber?
I mean, it was surprising. Usually when there's something that's so controversial like this, particularly something that Democrats have been talking against for quite a while when these ballot initiatives were initially adopted, they said, we don't want to be back here with you guys making a bunch of changes and effectively gutting these bills. So it was surprising today when only one Democratic senator, Senator Curtis Hertel, got up and made a speech, one speech on both the bills and said, I'm upset that I'm correct, that I said we were going to be back here and here we are. But that was it. And, you know, the bills went up on the board and then they were voted and then that was that. It was actually kind of almost somber in a way. It was very surprising.
Now, am I correct that this is the first time in Michigan history that lawmakers are scaling back citizen initiatives in the very same session in which lawmakers have passed them? I mean, are there constitutional issues here?
That's what I have heard. I have not gone through and, like, you know, gone through all of the years, but it sounds like this would be the first time that that would happen. And Democrats are saying that, look, this is going to cause lawsuits. And there have been lawyers and people advocating for the original ballot initiative saying, you know, we're going to file lawsuits. You can't do this. However, we spoke with Senate Majority Leader Arlo Meekhoff, who said there is nothing in the state constitution that says we cannot make changes to these in the same session that we adopted the proposals. And he says that Democrats are relying on an opinion by former Attorney General Frank Kelly from 50 years ago where he doesn't actually cite any actual cases. So we'll see.
So if these moves are upheld in what probably would be a very lively court battle, what would be the next option for Democrats?
Well, they'll have a Democratic governor here very soon, and they'll have her for 4 years. So it's possible they can try to get new bills that sort of go back to the old changes, and we could see some back and forth here. But Democrats would have to get some sort of majority in the legislature in order to do that.
Michigan Radio's Shana Roth. Shana, thanks so much.
Thank you.